You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This was sent to us through Facebook. If you want to do the same thing, just find us on the FB. Just search Dom and Jeremy and tell us about your problem. We care. Hi, boys. Only one Z, though. Hi, boys. I'm well aware how this will make me sound, but I have a problem with one of my best friends. You're going to like this, Jerry. You're going to really like
this. What's going on, friend?
The problem is she is too hot.
Oh.
She writes, really? By the way, I should point out this person says she does not want us to use her name.
Okay.
So I've come up with a perfect name for her, which I'll have to explain here in a minute, but we'll call her Robin.
Okay.
We'll call her Robin. Anyway, Robin says, the problem is she is too hot. Really, you hear about people who are supposedly hot, but this girl puts them all to shame. Every head turns when she walks into a room, and I'm talking men and women.
Wow.
Let me jump in here for a second. That is interesting because you tend to think, oh, a hot woman walks into a room, all the men turn and stare. Oh, women are just as likely because they're going to check her out.
Judgy pants, yeah. And hate her.
Yeah, maybe.
Did she include a picture of her friend?
Shut up.
Just asking.
Robin says, the thing is, she is super sweet and fun to be with, and I really do love her. But after years of having to put up with the attention she gets and guys walking over every few minutes and people staring, I can't take it anymore. Not to mention that it doesn't exactly do wonders for my self-esteem when 25 men will walk by her table and either chat her up or just stare, and it's like I'm invisible.
Oh, poor invisible Robin.
Do any of your listeners have a friend like this? And have they given up on going out with that friend? Please make this a topic on your radio show. And she closes with, I love my boys in the morning. And that one, she has two Z's.
How sweet.
I figure, Robin was Batman's sidekick, right? And Batman got all the attention.
Nice.
So I'm going to call her Robin. The super, super too hot friend that ruins your going out experience.
You want to tell people what it's like going out to lunch with me, Dom? I mean, you can kind of relate to this.
So much. Jeremy is so hot.
I've lost so many friends because of this.
It is like I am not even there.
So
we'll sit at a high top table right there in the middle in the bar area. And like the server will sometimes come over. There'll be a woman and she'll come over. She'll take Jeremy's order and then turn around and walk off because I'm not even there.
Not even there.
So, Robin, I feel your pain. I can't go out with Jer without the same thing.
And the weird
happening.
Thing is, Dom is in a booster seat too at the bar, so that makes
it
even worse.
What the hell?
Gosh, this is kind of funny.
Well, the thing is, it's okay. Let's be honest here. It's funny, but at the same time, it's not funny to Robin.
At all. And I'm totally feeling her with her line about, you know, like if she's out there trying to date or if she's got a boyfriend or something, you can't have your hot friend around because they, you know, guys will be looking. So it's going to make it harder for her to date. So I feel for her in that aspect. But the going out and stuff, like, I don't know. Don't you like it that all the guys are coming to the table?
I think it might be tiring after a while. You know, sometimes you just want to go out with a friend and spend time with them. And you don't want to be interrupted every 24 seconds by somebody.
Right.
They have, they've talked before. Who was it? I can't remember now. Somebody was talking about they were like a minor celebrity in Hollywood, but they were really good friends with a mega celebrity. And they talked about how if they ever went out, it was impossible because nobody really recognized this. Even though they were an actor, maybe they looked familiar, but the other person is this like supernova of a star.
Yeah.
And they said after a while, it got to be a real pain to go out because I can't even talk to them because everyone's coming over. Hey, will you sign this? Hey, can I get a picture with you?
Sure. It gets old.
It gets old.
You just want to go out for a lunch.
Yeah. And I think in a way that might be what Robin's going through. I mean, we've talked before about the curse of being too good looking.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there are downsides to that, actually, where you lose good friends like Robin.
And who knows, maybe Robin's friend, after a while of, you know, loving the attention, maybe after a while she's like, I just
want to be ugly.
Maybe she needs to just put on a big floppy hat and horrible clothes and, mm-hmm, I don't, disguise herself? I don't know.
I feel bad for Robin that this is actually starting to affect Robin's self-esteem, you know? Like, she's starting to kind of look down on herself because her friend's so hot. So I'm kind of wondering if she needs to call it off a little bit. Pump the brakes, not go out as much. I mean, they can still be friends, right?
Yeah,
they just don't do anything together. I don't know. It's going to get so weird.
Just have the friend over to your house. Just have the friend over. Just do
wine. Okay, but again, what if she's got a boyfriend and then she invites hot friend over? It's going to be like the whole night she's wondering, oh my God, is my boyfriend thinking about hot pants over here?
I could write back to Robin and say, we got to know if you've got a boyfriend, but that strikes me as weird. It harkens back to a topic we did once on the show about, I think we called it the curse of being beautiful. And we had all these people who are really allegedly super hot call in and talk about how, yeah, sure, they get a lot of breaks in this world, but there's also a curse associated with being so damn beautiful.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. So Robin says she's got a friend who's like, he's drop dead gorgeous. And she goes, it's just, I can't handle going out with her anymore. It's
I bet Robin feels like she's got to like dress way up and really, you know, go all out when she goes with this friend. She can't just throw on some sweatpants and grab
and
a mimosa.
Her line here is funny. She goes, it doesn't exactly do wonders for my self-esteem. Yeah. So that's interesting. Hey, before we get to this phone call, because we're going to talk to Jody, Hannah wrote to us and she said, I totally get what Robin is saying. I work with a friend who is also the super hot girl. She's also the nicest person I know, but I don't go out with her as much as I used to for the exact same reason. I've never admitted that's the reason, but it's exhausting being around such beautiful people, truly.
Huh.
That's from Hannah. She says it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's to all be you're around about. A beautiful person.
It's all you're thinking about. You can't focus on the conversation or anything. Here's two more quickies that came in. Adam says, boys, post a pic of the hot friend, please, please, please. Adam, I already tried, dude.
Down.
We don't have a picture. I'm sorry,
settle
buddy.
Down.
Relax, Adam. And then Robin wrote in, this is funny. She says, this is the story of my life. I usually just roll with it. I'm always just the funny fat friend. LOL.
It's a real Robin.
It's a real God. Robin. Yep.
We go to the phones, and here is Jody, who's patiently holding. Hi, Jody. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So what do you know about this? Are you on the Robin side of it or on the friend side?
I'm on neither side, but I'm the pretty friend, and this has happened multiple times in my life, and I'm not the plastic in your face type of beauty, just kind of
a natural
and happy and athletic and fun, just as I would describe myself. But multiple times throughout my life, and I'm in my mid-40s now, I have been broken up with or, you're getting too much attention. You make me feel uncomfortable. I feel insecure in front of you.
Is that what they have said to you, your girlfriends?
This story is from in my 20s. I met a girl playing tennis. I had broken up with a fiance and so jumped into a new sport. And this girl was beautiful. I thought she was beautiful. And we quickly became friends that ended up off the court as well. And when we would go out in Denver, I guess I didn't even notice because she was beautiful. She also received attention. But after a couple times of going out, she kind of broke up with me and kind of said it in that many words. And
that
I was,
you were too pretty for too her pretty. To go out
She's
with.
Intimidated.
Like that. She's intimidated. It makes her uncomfortable. And my mouth was agape. I had never heard that before. That was in my mid-20s. Like, I'm a teacher, and I started in a particular district. And later, I became friends with these teachers. And she said immediately when I first started, they were like, who's this? You know? And she said there was pizza being served at a back-to-school or something. And she goes, they were all taking bets because I'm a lean woman, and that I was just thin and watched what I ate. And she goes,
so they were taking bets that you were not going to shove pizza in your mouth, right?
Yes, and unbeknownst, right, I ended up eating like 3 pieces of pizza.
There you go.
Is the norm for me. But when you're a girl whose weight is no problem, it bugs other women. So it's
my goodness, this is just a mind.
So this is the curse of being beautiful, Jody.
Yes, I think so. It sounds like so much ego, and I hate that. But yes, there is a flip side. So.
You're just telling it like it
it's
is.
It's just
right?
who you are, sexy Jody.
Okay, I'm driving to school now.
All right, go eat some pizza.
Have a good morning.
All right,
thanks,
bye.
Thanks, Jody.